The Dave Portnoy Show is live. We just started. We have Roan, who become a regular. I mean, people loved you. I see a lot of people being like, Roan has to be the guy. Roan has to be the guy. You're back here 2 weeks in a row.
A lot of good feedback. So, I want to stay humble, shoulder my small load as much as I can, and, you know, just try and be a positive contributor to the show.
Okay, that's what we look for. And then we have Aaron Alesh, and we were just saying it's bananas that your last name doesn't have an apostrophe in O apostrophe capital L, but that's not how it's done.
It's not. It's only bananas, though, if I was to be Irish,
which
I'm not.
But Alesh has to be an Irish name.
It's not.
What kind of name is it?
It's Polish. I was talking about this out there, though, because, like, it's not technically Polish either.
It's Irish.
It was, like, cut off.
It's 1,000,000,000% Irish.
All right,
take that from just somebody who knows that's an Irish name. So we have Aaron in here. We'll take calls. We'll do the normal thing. Aaron's first day in the office, kind of like just throw her to the wild. We'll see how that goes. Anyways, let's get into the ads, because ads are what pays the bills around here. The Dave Portnoy Show is brought to you by Blue Apron. If you want healthy meals, if you want to eat good, I can't eat seafood right now, but maybe you can. That's because my eye thing. I'm on a 2-week seafood ban, and it seems to be working. But seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch, so you know that shit's good. Beef, chicken, pork, also good. I can eat that. So if you want to eat healthy meals, go to Blue Apron. They will basically change up the meals every week. You can check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals for free. That's free. No free. Free shipping included.
That's pretty good.
So it's not only free, it's free shipping. Go to blueapron.com/prez. The code again, Prez, P-R-E-S. So blueapron.com/prez. You'll love how good it feels, tastes, create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's Blue Apron, blueapron.com/prez. Again, variety of meals, flexible, easy. If you don't want to eat like a pig, if you're a dude home just ordering like pizza, not that I would never tell you not to do that. But if you want to eat healthy, Blue Apron, blueapron.com. So that's the first read. Well done.
Good read.
Thank you.
Hell of a read.
And now we go in to the calls. So anything people should know, Aaron, before we get into these calls? I was saying earlier, a little unknown fact somebody sent me. And when you come in here, everything you do, people will find out. But we featured you 3 years ago.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
You featured like a video that I did. It was like some hot video.
Yeah, it was. I believe Dan Big Cat titled it, "Here is Aaron Alesh rolling around in a bed taking you to the weekend." And that's literally what you were doing. And then you said your dad got mad and you had to take it down.
Yep.
How old were you when you did that?
Well, I'm 23 now, so.
20?
Yeah.
So would you take that down now, or would your dad be like, who gives a fuck?
I would still take it down.
You where'd the video come
yeah,
from?
Yeah, because, well, I did the video. It was like, I guess like this.
There was no nudity, by the way.
No, there was no nudity, but it was implied. And
you don't do implied nudity.
I have, but like the video was just so implied. It was so implied sexually. And my dad didn't see it, but like.
Just for the record, and we have this and we'll figure it out. And kind of the deal and why Erin is here is because she did a Snapchat takeover for us. And I pay attention sort of to like Barstool Smoke Shows. I don't know if you are on Smoke Shows or the main Snap, but I sort of peek in. I check, not because I'm like a pervert. Let's not say
of
that.
Of course, you're scouting, you're
scouting,
mining.
Right. Yeah. And I saw Erin's. I'm like, oh, there's something different. She's like sort of being quirky and funny and obviously super hot. So that's what we look for Barstool. We bring you in. The biggest red flag, though, I've heard today is that video that you talked about when you're like, it was getting so big that I had to take it down, because we're in the get big business. So it's like we want big however we can get it. But anyways, we'll go to the lines. We'll see how it is. If you have a question for Aaron, ask her, me, Roan, whatever you want to do. Joe, what do you got?
Dave, huge GoPro Prez Go guy. What's up, man?
Thanks. Salt of the earth, man.
Hey, so I got a quick question. If LeBron James found out he was a huge stoolie, would you still hate his guts?
It's a great question. The honest answer is I would not. I have this super duper weakness. If you like me, I generally like you back. And like, if you hate me, I hate you 10 times X back. Cheese Boy being a perfect example. We told that story last week. But yeah, I'm being honest. That's a coward's answer. But if LeBron James is like, hey, I know you fucking hate me, but I actually sneaky have a crush on you or like you, I'd like him back. I'd hate it, but I would.
That's why Belichick has to be big news for you today.
I knew Belichick. Like, I've gone to dinner with Belichick. I've sat shoulder to shoulder with Belichick for 4 hours at the Pearl in Nantucket. No big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
No big deal.
I did a pizza review with him.
What did he have to say?
Football only.
Yeah.
Football only. Genius. Couldn't talk about it. He had one app on his phone. It was the flashlight app, and the only time he used it was to show his, I don't know if their fiance, girlfriend, Linda Holiday, whenever she needed the menu, boom, he had the flashlight out.
That's a gentleman.
Like a true gentleman. True gallant move there. What about you? If someone fucking hated you, if you hated somebody of that stature, and then like, Ron, I'm actually a huge fan, man.
It would be huge for me. I definitely would be on board. But I'm a LeBron guy, though, honestly.
I fucking hate him.
If you're a basketball fan, if you enjoy watching basketball, you're not really that big of a basketball fan.
I mean,
if you enjoy watching basketball, you have to enjoy one of the best players ever to watch.
We've had this debate. You root for the Sixers. They haven't been relevant in, what, 20 years?
Yeah, since 2001.
Okay, but so I am a Celtics fan, and the Celtics, and like when KG in there, they were going head-to-head with LeBron, and we should have fucking beaten them the year Rondo didn't. They didn't call a foul, and Rondo got killed going for the layup in, I think it was game five. And then game six, we got blown out and then lost game seven. So we just, every year, it was us versus LeBron. I grew a hatred. I always understood he was a good player, but I fucking hated him, and I still hate him, and I hate a lot of the shit he did when he left Cleveland. So I agree he's great, but I that's different. I can appreciate him being great.
I feel the same way.
I hate him.
I feel the same way as you, though. If someone starts following me, like Kevin Durant started following me on Twitter,
shout out, Ron.
Yeah, I just wanted to drop a little juice.
Shout out, Ron.
But the fact that he started doing that made him my favorite player in the NBA.
We'd be sitting here lying if we said that was. By the way, speaking of celebrities, how many people are like creeping into your Instagram DMs on like a normal day, like celebrity types?
Celebrity types? It's like a few, you know. I'll get like.
Do you respond? Do you play the game with them, or do you ignore them?
Yeah, I definitely respond.
You do?
Always. Yeah. I mean, how
that's
can
like
you
the same,
not,
that's
though.
Like what
exactly.
We just said. Yeah,
yeah.
Totally.
We're all whores, all three of us.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. No, I totally would. How can you fucking not? Have you ever like met up with them or anything?
No, I've never done that because it's more of like a game, I feel like. It's more of like an ego thing rather than like, oh, dude.
Were you clearing the throat? Was that a bullshit?
I don't know.
You never, not one celebrity ever have
well,
you
I don't
met up with?
You guys are like overestimating the amount of celebrities that actually hit me up.
No, that's just because I guarantee you that changes, like, and maybe it already has started, like, after today.
Right, exactly. I mean, there have been times, like, after I've done certain things, like, on a bigger,
like we
scale
have,
where I'll get someone hitting me up.
Yeah, because we have a big athlete following, mm-hmm. and my guess is that you'll kind of be their type. That's just a wild guess. Jimmy, what do you got?
Dave, huge Go Prez Go guy, salt of the earth.
Thanks, man.
Only the best get mercury poisoning. Fact.
It's
only the best.
It's so early. Fucking do it, Frankie. Give him a call of the day.
Why not?
Yeah, it's like,
why
hey,
not? Only the
you
best.
Can't hold that.
Wow. Call of the motherfucking day.
All right, go, Jimmy. I don't know if I like that thing. I think I maybe like you doing it off the cuff more, Frankie. So next time, if somebody beats him, I want you just to mouth it. But go ahead, Jimmy. What do you got?
I just want to know how you came up with the name Barstool Sports and what pushed you towards that name. Thanks.
Yeah, so when I started it, I had a ton of names, and none of the domain names on the internet were available. So I just kept going down the list, and it wasn't anything great with Barstool Sports. I think I've told this story. So Barstool Sports was a newspaper before it was a website, and I had my buddy who's like an artist. He's a good fucking artist, and he drew this elaborate logo for us, like elaborate. And
what was it like? What did it look like?
It had signs on it. It looked like it took 2 years. It bar stools. It may have lit up on paper. So we went to print the thing, and the newspaper guy's like, yo, there's no chance this thing's going to translate. It's too detailed. There's nothing. And the paper had to go to print, and he just went into his like Microsoft clip art, and he's like, how's this bar stool look? I'm like, fine, let's do that. And that's the logo. So
it's clip art?
Yeah, it was fucking clip art. So the original logo was clip art. The stars came along. That was the first logo's clip art. The second one, we did a contest with our readers that we were going to make the flags. So it's like, send in whatever you want for a flag. Somebody sent in the stars with the thing. So two logos in the history of Barstool. Kent, what do you got?
Hey, huge Go Prez Go guy, salt of the earth. Couple questions. I watched the Lingerie Football League video today, which was awesome. The part where you're just saying dragon over and over back and forth was great. I know in the video you promised to bring a team to Boston. Are you still planning on doing that, or what's up with that?
You know, I actually did look into it, and it was confusing as fuck on how to do it. It wasn't the easiest thing to do. There is a team in Boston. They didn't really involve me. They sort of involved me. But yeah, no, it never came. I think it would have been a huge hit, but it never happened. Just curious. Who are you texting right now in the middle of a live Facebook show?
I'm not texting anyone.
On Instagram.
No, she was down. You,
someone slid in on Instagram right now.
Right in the middle. Right in the middle. I mean, and it's when you're like, no, we're actually on camera, so the proof will probably be on my side. Adam, what do you got?
Hey, Prez, Roan, huge Go Prez Go guy. Honestly, I'm a little pissed that all these people keep calling and saying they're huge Go Prez Go guys, because I don't know. It just takes away from me because I'm pretty sure I'm the biggest.
How big are you?
But,
well, no, we have a good we have a good crowd. Like, and again, it's a loyal fucking group. So I think most of the people who say they're Go Prez Go guys and calling the show are legit Go Prez Go guys. I'd see through a fraud even on the phone if they're a fake Go Prez Go guy.
All right, good. Huge stoolie since 08. I just want to let you know you're like the most consistently funny guy. I know everyone gets a hard on for like Big Cat or KFC. You're the straw that stirs the drink. So
nice.
How many times can you give away call of the day today? All right. Don't get too humble. Right, I try. I'm just a humble guy by nature. Just brick by brick.
Right, okay. So my question is kind of, Roan's a pretty funny guy. I know he's relatively new, but you guys have been killing it with the podcast game. Have you ever thought about doing like a web short series, almost like, have you ever seen High Maintenance or Broad City? Those got started on web shorts, like, I don't know, like 5 to 10 minutes, maybe like once a month or once a week.
You mean like a cartoon? Like, are you talking like a cartoon?
No.
Or like a skit?
No, no.
Because we have this thing called like Barstool Sports on the web. What's the difference?
Successful.
Yeah, it's a blog.
It's like a scripted kind of show that you put on.
Oh.
Like,
I'm not a scripted guy.
Like,
I'm not a scripted guy. No? I hear what you're asking. Like, you actually use, like, PMT is much more scripted. Like, they're sitting around coming up with the jokes and planning it out.
It's a table read.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going off the cuff.
We're cuff guys. We're just nothing to see. The sleeves are up if you're watching Facebook Live. Everything is just, like, quick, unplanned. I don't know. Like, I would never be good at, like, stand-up, I don't think. I never would be good at, like, doing, like, what Tosh does. I need people to... like play off. I can't know what the question is about to be. I just need to fucking let the brain go nuts. That's what I work at. Shu, what do you got? This guy's a regular.
Yeah, Prez, love to hear it. Pizza Reed, pizza team, pizza all day, Prez.
I love that. I fucking
yeah,
love it.
Freak yeah.
Prez, Frankie Borelli's been seeming to be a good fit for you, man. Are you worried about having to score his pizza low, his family pizza low, if it doesn't fit the bill?
I will. So Frankie Borelli, the pizza maker, he's got his dad came in there. He just looked like an older version of pizza, straight out of like basically Mario Brothers. His dad looked like he looked like
the original Mario.
Yeah, like he sort of did in a good pizza.
She's a gamer too, so she. That,
I know.
That means
now
something
she
too.
Kind
that
of perked up
and Mario fan.
Put her phone away. I will always score truthfully. One of my best friends owns a pizza place. He's who I went to the Breeders' Cup with. If you don't score. I'd tell Frankie and I'd tell his dad, I go, listen, if you want me in there, you're getting the real deal. Like, I can't not, I would offer him this. I'd say I won't publish it. If your score stinks and you're not happy with it, it never has to
see. Buy it and kill the story.
Right, we'll kill the story. But I'm not just going to give you a high grade because you work here. I can't do it. It would invalidate the whole fucking thing.
It'd be unethical.
And I'm not an unethical guy, so I just can't do it. John, what do you got?
What up, Go Prez Go? My question is for Roan. Roan, I've been a big fan of yours for years.
Oh, wow.
Can we get like a Barstool rep at the next battle rap event up in Canada so we can get maybe a blog about it and they can experience like what you do?
I think
person?
That sounds smart. I think that we should have some kind of blogger up there, maybe asking questions, doing some kind of interviews. You know, I think it's looking like February is going to be the next big battle, so maybe something around then. Maybe that would be a nice little piece of content for Barstool Sports.
And it's in Canada?
It's in Toronto.
In February. We got to send somebody. Now, how much... This is a question for me. I'm like a caller on my own show.
Very nice.
Is that like... an unbelievable pickup line? Like, if you hear a guy be like, or would you think he's lying? Say that he's a world champion battle rapper, would you be like, he's full of shit? Because he is.
I would think he was lying. I actually, when you said that, I thought you were lying at first.
It seems very much like a
lie. And then, though, you started talking, and I was like, oh, I can kind of see it. But, like, initially, upon you saying it, I was like, ah, funny.
Right. But that's kind of I think that's my, that's an advantage that I have when I'm actually in there battle rapping. No one expects it, and they don't really know what to say to someone like me, because I'm very regular white guy looking.
And I'm just talking, if you were, like, hitting on a girl, that, like, that's something you'd never hear. Like, oh, I'm a world champion. It sounds made up.
It does.
Saying you're a world champion battle rapper, it's like,
it does sound a little bit. But, I mean, there is proof. There's proof all over the internet.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to start Googling it. Then,
right, but then I'm an asshole. I don't like to bring it up in any circumstance unless I'm selling myself. You know, I don't want to just be like, oh, like, look at my, like, because you're an asshole if you do that. Like, if someone's, like, a Super Bowl champion and you don't know that they play, like, football, like, are they going to come in, like, wiggling their fingers in your face?
That's a little fucking different, because
I don't think it is.
Everybody knows that guy's a super, like, nine
out of 10. But what about the guy,
people?
The 56th guy on the, or the 53rd guy on the roster?
Yeah. Yeah, but they probably come in and wave it, and I would too. You got to use every fucking weapon at your disposal. It's a tough world out there. Mike, what do you got? Mike?
Hey, go, Prez, go.
Thanks.
Pizza is love.
It is love.
Yeah. I got a couple questions for Aaron. And first of all, I want to say I'm enjoying watching you guys climb to success.
Thank you.
You're doing awesome.
Appreciate it.
Aaron, where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
And I was checking out your Instagram page when I saw that you were going to be on the show. And I saw one picture where you had, like, a dog's nose in front of your face.
Oh, yeah.
That's Snapchat.
Was that a Vizsla?
Was that what?
Was that a Vizsla?
No, it's a Doberman. I have a Doberman pincher.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got a Vizsla, and it looked like the same color nose.
Is this guy hitting on you right now?
Big time. Are you hitting on Aaron right now via the Dave Portnoy show?
I am not, but I wouldn't mind it.
Yeah.
My next question is, I'd like to guess first, but I wanted to know what your bra size was.
Oh, my God. This question, I swear to God, I get this question more than anything else.
E, right?
I always tell people A.
A, yeah.
Yeah.
It's E,
32A,
right?
I think.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's so obvious. I'm like, why are you asking?
What do you mean it's obvious? Was I right?
You really think they're E's?
Yes. But
no,
I don't claim to be like a super duper expert. I mean, they're clearly not C's, so I went one D's?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you act like that. Is that a shy question, by the way? I would think that would be a question.
No.
You'd just be like, hey, Dave, how tall are you? I'm 5'10".
No, you know, it's just that I get it so often that I'm like, come on, guys. Like,
the Vizsla, by the way, I mean, that guy was hitting. Like, that's one of those people who leaves, like, the super long Instagram comments.
No,
like,
this is the one thing we have in common.
Yeah, by the way, I have a Min Pin, King of the Toys, no big deal.
Wait, you do?
Yeah.
Aw.
And they're no relation. They're an older breed than yours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're not related. Little side
no
note
clue.
Fact. Yeah, no, just live and learn. Just, that's a fact. King
that's
of the good. Toys.
No, that's nice. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Blake, what do you got?
Hey, go Fresco, salt of the earth.
Are you hammering, Blake? Is there hammering going on in the background? Did I hear that?
I heard it.
Daddy's on the L right now.
All right, Daddy.
Thanks, man. Yeah, go Fresco, salt of the earth, fruit on the table, fuck intern Musky. Got a question for Dave. Two big ones. One, when are we going to get those covers back? You sing it. Love those and miss those. Those are electric.
Yeah. For those who don't know, okay, well, here's the thing. I used to drive to work, and when a song moved me to sing, I would make a quick vine of myself singing it, and it frankly was electric, but I walk to work now. And to be honest, I haven't decided whether I want to be a headphones guy on the way to work, or, all right, got to go, dropped it because of the stuff, or just an open-air guy. Right now, I'm an open-air guy. Speaking of that, a promo, Aaron is going to join me for the first time ever. I'm going to have a guest on Dave Walks to Work.
I am indeed. I'm very excited.
I'm very excited to see how that goes. I'm very curious, actually, to see, like, guys' reactions walking back, whether you cause a stir or what. Maybe they're looking at me, maybe they're looking at you. Who knows? We'll play it out. Dave Walks to Work in electric 30 minutes.
Sounds electric.
Lewis, what do you got?
Prez, love your shit, man.
Thanks.
Fuck Suey Simmons. Nasally bitch, can't even warm with the big dogs. quick question for you. Live nationally televised interview for 5 minutes. interviewee can't leave, who's it going to be?
I can ask the questions?
Yeah.
Oh, Roger Goodell. No fucking hands down. That's the easiest answer of all time. I'd kill to get Luke.
What are you asking him?
Everything. I'd have to map it out, but I'd be like, you didn't know fucking about the ideal gas law. You changed the rules. You know everybody knows that you're a lying scumbag Hitler son of a bitch. I just hit him with them all. I tried to stake. I literally, like when I was in Boston, I camped out. Someone gave me a tip that it was a steakhouse. And I camped out in the rain for like 3 hours. He was not there.
We got to try and break into this guy's house so we can just be sitting in a rocking chair.
Oh my God,
when
I'd
he gets
it.
Home.
That's I'd love
deviant.
It.
Isn't that nice?
It
and
is
deviant?
Super is deviant. I'm trying
good stuff.
The way they look at this calls to make sure who's not on the line next is like the most confusing fucking. Go to five. Okay.
Frankie.
Attaboy, Frankie. Ooh, you got a girl. Anna. That's why Frankie picking on the girls. What do you got, Anna?
Prez, go Prez, go! I'm an old lady. I'm 48 years old.
Love it.
I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of your father's, and I want to know: will you ever bring your mom on the show? Number one, that's one question.
Did you ask whether I'd ever bring my mother on the show?
Yes.
I think she's been on once. She was on with my dad.
No, I want like a one. Yeah, I want her one on one with you, so I can call in and ask the question.
Okay, I'll request that.
What are you going to ask his mom?
I have a lot of questions I want to ask her. How did this? I don't know yet. I have to think about it. I have a second question. Thrilled about Thornton.
Yep. Old boss.
How jealous is Minahan, and how many times does he beg you a week to hire him?
Minahan hasn't begged me. I guess maybe Minahan. So we hired back Jerry Thornton, which I'm very excited about. So Jerry was a core four guy before we were in New York, before we had all these people, any equipment. It was Jerry, Manzo, Chisholm, myself, the first four writers of Barstool. He wrote for us, did the Patriot shit for a long time. He is now. Then he got a job at WEEI radio station in Boston. 2 years he did that. Now he's coming back to the mothership. So I'm psyched. As far as Minahan, I like Minahan. If they have beef, I'm not sure. Minahan, I think, does pretty well at EEI. So I haven't really heard much.
Is Jerry going to be in the office?
No, he's going to work out of Boston stuff.
And is he going to bring back the teachers?
Oh, teacher sex scandals is coming back hot.
Huge.
The first thing they said you couldn't do at EEI, they told me I had to get rid of that. We will bring those back.
The teachers have been running amok, thinking that they're home free now, just banging all kinds of kids.
No,
I don't think
he
so.
He is.
The watchdog's back.
He is, you know, I don't know how many gifts God gives people, but his coverage of teacher sex scandals, that's a gift that very few have.
People throw around the word electric.
Yeah, no, those are like in-depth scouting reports. Scott, what do you got?
Dave, huge Go Prez Go guy, salt
of
the earth. Just want to thank you for making such a website that I go to every day and love, and my friends do as well. My question for you today is, though, when every business gets big, shit goes down behind the doors that you can't really talk about. So who has the most dirt on Davey Page views in Barstool? And I'm going to put Gaz as the early -280 favorite.
Oh, yeah, no, he's no-brainer. I mean, Gaz knows where every body is buried. But Gaz is also Gaz's only really ability in life, because he doesn't have much. Like, Gaz has transformed into 10 different roles, sales guy with me, starting to when he showed up and said, hey, I'll sell t-shirts for you outside Fenway Park. And I bought him 300 t-shirts to go sell. And he showed up and he was back at my place like literally 4 minutes later. He's like, no, you can't do that there. So I was stuck with 300 shirts. He's been almost a failure at everything he's done since then, except the dude's a great right-hand man. He'll take a fucking bullet for you, and there's no you that in itself is a talent. So Gaz knows where all the bodies are buried, and he's a fucking great guy to have as like just basically somebody can bounce shit off and know you're never going to get like stabbed in the back or nothing like that. Matthew, what do you got?
Go Prez Go, baby. You sound great tonight.
Thank you. Really? Good, like soothing voice, you mean?
Yes.
And I'm a noodle, too. I came cross-country. I got to fly. I don't want to make excuses or complain, but I flew cross-country, got in last night. I got to do it against Thursday. No big deal. Just salt to the earth.
I don't even know how you're doing it right now.
Me neither. Adrenaline.
Yeah. Hey, quick question for you. If you were to die and you had to hand over your share of the company to one Barstool employee under you, who would it be and why?
Well, I'm dead.
Yeah, I mean, you died a heroic death. But
yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'd give it a guess. He'd probably run this fucking thing into the ground. But, I mean, he was the number one employee. you know, if it doesn't matter if I'm fucking dead. If the question wasn't who do I think is going to make it successful, but who's just like, here you go, Paul, way to be a good soldier, probably give it to him. Dennis, what do you got?
Go, Prez, go. I got a quick pizza question for the Sultan of Slices over there.
Okay, I like that, the Sultan of Slices.
Nice.
Trademark that, so.
Nah, it wasn't. It was decent. It wasn't trademarkable.
I'm only kidding. So you were a Regina guy or a St. Tapio's guy?
Probably more of a Regina guy, and I know a lot of people won't like that. St. Tapio's is, I love St. Tapio's, but Regina's, when you get fresh oven at Regina's, probably Regina's. That's the call. Do we have a worst call of the day, Frankie?
Dum da dum dum. Bad call.
That wasn't bad, Frankie. All right, I'm gonna do an ad read, because that's what we do here. That's how we make money. So. It is by Mac Weldon. So Mac Weldon, you've probably heard me pitch Mac Weldon before. It's all the comfortable stuff. They do socks, sweatshirts, underwear, anything that you want to wear, and you're like, ooh, this is comfortable, get Mac Weldon. Gifts are coming up. It's the holiday season. Mac Weldon is where you want to be. I actually wear the stuff all the time because it is really good, and they sent me a free like swag bag that I just keep wearing. So Mac Weldon, it's better than what you're wearing right now. Let's put it that way. Again, gift comfortably, that's their slogan. I don't know if I like that. It's just comfortable. It's smart design, premium fabrics, simple shopping too. Whatever you want, Mac Weldon has it. For me, use the code PORTNOY20. You'll get 20% off. Again, PORTNOY20, 20% off. Go to MacWeldon.com, 20% off. Use the code PORTNOY20. Again, it's like kind of good-looking performance wear. It's not just for working out. It's going out. Whatever you want. Everyday life, Mac Weldon. Super comfortable. MacWeldon.com, 20% off. Use the code PORTNOY20.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, and it makes me look good. When people start using our code, they're like, oh, shit, everyone's listening to this show. We get more ads. Everyone's fucking rich and famous. It's great. Okay. Canny? Is that what we got? Canny, what do you got?
Danny.
Okay. Frankie fucking wrote it wrong. Don't get mad at me. I can read. It says Canny. Okay.
How about that finish, Beholder and Songbird? Are you kidding me? That might have been one of the best sporting things I've ever witnessed. My dad got me into horse racing. We're big horse racing guys and things like that, watching it. I'm a broke college kid, so I can't really put money on it. But what a finish. My question being, what really got you in the horse racing game? Was it your father?
Yeah, so my dad used to take me to the horses when I was a kid to old Rockingham Park in New Hampshire. So I used to go all the time. I dressed fancy. I fucking loved it. And I always loved it. I like betting on it. I like the owner. I love the whole thing. I even like fucking dressing up for it. But yeah, that race is unbelievable. One of the best races of all time, really. I was hoping Songbird would win and stay undefeated, but still an unbelievable race. Scott, what do you got?
Go, Prez, go, first of all. Nice. I'm boycotting the Emmys until you win an Emmy for both the Gerbil Show and also for the casino opening. Most electric pieces of content I've ever seen.
Thank you.
Also,
great. This is a great call. Can I just congratulate you for saying this is a great call so far?
Oh, thank you. Also, don't want to talk about this. I am the guy who sent you the Air Force overcoat, but my question for you is...
Scott, I got to be honest. We have a real situation here, and this is me being a salt-of-the-earth, honest guy with you. I have the letter, and I don't know where the fuck the coat is, and I've been looking for the coat in the span of the move. It may be back in Milton. So this guy sent me an Air Force coat that you have to get, a real one, like when you graduate the Air Force, with an awesome letter. I have the letter. I'm ready to – it's a sharp fucking coat, too, and I don't know where the
coat
is.
You lost the coat?
No, I don't know where the coat is.
You lost the gift coat.
The coat is currently unaccounted for, but I will find it. And a lesser man would have been like, don't worry about it. I'm going to do it. Right now, it's panic.
Yeah.
I was looking for it yesterday. It's got to be somewhere. It's not a coat you can stick in a little thing. It's like thick, too. Sorry, but the coat will be found. Anyways, what's the question?
Yeah, I'm salt of the earth, so I trust in your big brain. But my question for you is, obviously, the Pats, I'm not a Pats guy, but I understand it is still a kill-everyone tour. But you have to start thinking about the Super Bowl already. Who on the NFC side do you think has a legitimate shot of playing against them? And then what do you think the final score would be of the Super Bowl game?
I guess Dallas and Atlanta are the two teams, I think. And then the Super Bowl pass probably win by 10 or 20. I don't know.
I would love to see either the Seahawks rematch against the Patriots.
I don't think they'll make it. But.
Or I would love to see the Giants sneak in and have another and just complete the trifecta against the Patriots.
If the Giants made it back in and had the chance to win their third
Super
Bowl,
would you be?
Four, It would be a life defining moment. It would be huge. There would be nothing fun about it. Flip side is, if we won that and we moved to 5-1 and they're just 2-1, like, it does nothing for it ruins them too. So
4-3, 3-0.
No,
you take the 3-0 pretty much.
Yeah, I think you'd have to. That's why it would be stunning. Sean, I don't know if I would. Sean, what do you got?
What's up, Dave? How are you, man?
Good.
Hey, a couple things. My question was for Rome when he don't hang up on me though. Now that you like the rap battle stuff, like honest question, not busting balls. Now that you're writing the blog stuff, do you worry that people are gonna start using that against you if you go to the battle up in Canada?
I just don't know what they could say against me. You know that I'm working for.
Blogs, don't get me wrong.
No, I feel you, but I just don't know what the insult is that I'm working for an extraordinary company pumping out fantastic content all the time that I'm up in the Big Apple making a big boy in the big city. I don't know what they could really say to insult me about it. Like, imagine this. Imagine if I battle against some other guy from New York, right? And he's this like hood dude Thank you. And he's like a drug dealer or something like that, living in the hood, living in the projects. And I'm working down in goddamn Manhattan, killing life in his city, doing more than him in his own town. Like, how can he feel like he has a better shot at it than me? He can't.
Good call. I hung up on him, so he couldn't respond. And I thought you were burying him.
Filibustered
him.
Yeah. Yep.
Harrison, what do you got?
Go, Prez, go. Brick by brick.
Brick by brick.
First of all, I want to say, Ron, I think you've been a great addition. Also, I checked out your album. It's pretty good. I liked it.
My God,
And Prez, I got two quick pizza questions for you. First, has your opinion of New York pizza changed at all since you've been visiting all these places? Like, you've some, like, pretty good reviews, and I, like, think that overall New York has, like, some of the best pizza around, even though there is some, like, shitty places, but that's bound to happen. And second question is, of course, cheese is the go-to, but if you had to pick a topping, what would you pick?
Yeah, I didn't come in thinking New York pizza was great. I still don't. Everyone keeps telling me, to New York's defense, you got to go to the Bronx. That's where all the really good pizza is. Manhattan, not so much. If I wasn't going cheese, I always generally will go peppers and onions. That's kind of my number two. It's not one without the other.
What's your go-to?
I don't like any toppings on my pizza.
Me neither.
Only cheese.
Me too.
Yeah.
How about like, what about like a margarita slice?
FYI, there was a sneaky moment there where it's like,
I saw it. Yeah, I saw it. There were sparks flying.
It was like,
eye
contact.
Yeah, very, wow. That was kind of weird. Similar taste in pizza. And aggressively about it too. Jack, what do you got?
Go, Prez, go. Media, keep grinding out there.
Thanks.
Don't let KFC, Big Cat, or any of those bums tell you I'm the hardest working person in this company, hands down.
Thank you. Jack, nice. Jack, much love.
Question. I got a question for you now.
Yep.
You tell me if this is a big brain idea or a small brain idea. I don't really know. Would you ever think about putting out a reproduction of your original paper that you ever put out? Maybe put it on the store. I just think it'd be some great memorabilia for the store, and I think it'd be a great sell.
So people buy a paper? No, I haven't really thought of that.
Frame it parchment style, yeah, like the Declaration of Independence?
I'd like to drop one paper unannounced on Boston one more time for old school. So, Aaron, I'm sure you don't know this since you didn't even know who Glennie Balls was, but we started Barstool as a newspaper. So every 2 weeks it would come out. We drop it at like news racks and all that shit. So I did think, and then we phased it out and went straight internet. So I did think it would be cool to do that, to just one time without telling anybody and drop it. I didn't do it because, frankly, I didn't have time. Hey, Kevin, what do you got?
David, I know everybody loves PMT and blah, blah, but I just want to let you know that I crawl across the biggest salt flat to consume your content.
I mean, it's just touching.
To say that I'm a Go Prez Go guy is an understatement.
It's touching. It's literally touching.
I'm glad. Pre-acquisition, you had talked about maybe trying to get Hank to do The Bachelor. Obviously, you didn't have the funds. Now you do. Would you consider doing that again, or would it be Hank? Would it be Glennie Balls? Would it be Smitty? Is that something that's still feasible?
Yeah, I'd still love to do it. So we have the concept of Hank, who you didn't meet, but single guy, nice guy, kind of quirky guy in his own right, but doing our own version of The Bachelor with him, which it was expensive to do. And our readers, I said, you guys had to fund it. I basically said the readers, we did a GoFundMe. The readers had no interest in funding it, primarily because at that point they're like, you're a rich motherfucker, so why don't you just fund it yourself, you rich motherfucker?
What about all these GoPress Go Salt of the Earth people? Can they put their money where their mouth is, or are they all talk?
They were tight. Right. They were tight. True. They were tight on the wall. I kind of got the logic, and I think we'd run into it again, but I would like to do it. Aaron, what do you got?
Davey Page views. Yep. Looking at this Facebook Live. Looks like the most beautiful group of people I've ever seen.
It's a very attractive crowd. It's a very fucking attractive crowd.
Wrong.
Hey, I had a question for you, but you know what? Aaron's been left out for a while here.
We didn't know how many questions you either. I'm surprised. I thought we were going to get a little raunchy, but not at all, which is in a weird way nice.
Surprising.
Yeah, hey, Aaron, you got to see all the bloggers and their athleticism today in that marathon challenge. I'm just wondering who you're finding to be the most athletic, attractive man in the office, possibly a little compatible for you in the future.
Well, I feel like it was super apparent that Glenny Balls was number one. But Riggs was killing it. He was killing it.
Have you seen his fucking eyes?
But his run, though, athletics-wise.
But you would never go on a date with Riggs.
No, but Harvard.
That, by the way, that's a clip that will be a cartoon. Put a gold star next to that, Frankie, over there, because that clip just made the whole fucking show.
Wow, sorry, Riggs.
I like too, and by the way,
I would go on a date with Riggs.
I wouldn't. I double respected how you were going to start to bullshit about the Harvard thing, and then you just gave it up.
She was bluntly honest.
I'm sure it works for him, though.
But you were like, no.
It wouldn't work on me.
No, nothing. That would be like the genetics there of his eyes with your looks would be like the world would start spinning backwards. Like there's certain.
But maybe you should do that just to see what happens with the world.
A paradoxical event.
Yes.
Just for the fuck of it.
Yeah. Oh, no. And FYI, did not see that word coming out there. So
very
bonus
good word.
Points to you,
strong word.
Not 100% used it right, but I think you did, but I get confused. But
I think she did.
Right.
I think she hit the nail right on the fucking head. Good. Wow.
Alec, what do you got?
What's up? I got a quick question for the Human Electric Factory, Roan.
Oh, my God.
First off, wanted to shout out St. Joe's Prep, shout out Penn State.
Let's go all day.
Your lights freestyle back in high school in my car.
Wow.
yeah, man. So I wanted to know, what do you miss the most about Philly? And give me one good thing that New York actually does better than Philly, in your opinion.
One thing they do, their bagels are far superior to our bagels. We don't have excellent bagels in Philadelphia, and their bagels are second to none. I've been living in Brooklyn for the last week, and it's just like, where I live, but it's just dirty. There's throw up everywhere, poop fucking on every block, like just a piece of poop on every block in the sidewalk. I haven't seen so much poop in my fucking life.
That's everywhere, but I thought Philly was like that too.
No, Philly is beautifully clean. I think your perception of Philadelphia is about 10 to 15 years antiquated. If we're using big words over here.
Okay.
I think that Philadelphia, you'll find to be a very beautiful city. Maybe at this year's NFL draft, you'll go down there and find that it is a lovely oasis that you can hang out in.
See, I've been to Philly. You're acting like I've never been there. I never got that vibe. Boston.
Maybe you didn't. Boston's beautiful. Maybe you weren't chauffeured around by the right people.
Maybe. Honestly. But I will agree, New York's a dirtbag city, super dirty. And that's just New York. Everybody says that. The Dave Portnoy Show, you're listening to it. It is brought to you by BetDSI. This is how you gamble. This is how you bet on stuff. If you're listening live, you can still bet on the election. If you listen to the podcast version, the election's over. So figure that one out.
Congrats to Jill Stein.
NFL, who?
I'm just kidding.
NFL, college football, NHL. Did I already say NHL? NHL, NFL, college football. Those are three things you can bet on right now. And I guess you can do like reality shows, whatever you want. As a listener to the Dave Portnoy Show, BetDSI is giving you a free $10. When you sign up, use the code FATHER10. That's FATHER10, FATHER10. You get $10 free to play whatever sporting event, world events happening right now. Again, the code is FATHER10. Use that promo code. You'll be ready for some extracurricular fun watching games, betting on games. Again, BetDSI.com, Father10 podcast. I gotta be honest, pet peeve, don't know who to yell at. I wish they'd consolidate my codes. If you have 7 reads and every one of them is different, it makes it confusing.
Huh.
Right? It should just be one thing.
Who are you gonna yell at?
I clearly said I don't know who to yell. I don't think it's on our end. It's I don't think like our. I think they're just told. But somebody should make a suggestion like, hey, your different companies use the same code, so that way people don't have to remember seven different codes. Keith, what do you got?
Hey, Prez. Just wanted to thank you for a few things. First off, number one, when I first met you, I had no clue about the site, and you told me about it, and I've been reading ever since.
Where'd you guys meet? Where'd you meet him?
Well, yeah, where did we meet?
I met you at a Celtics game. It was the Celtics Heat playoff game when LeBron, it was his first playoff game in Boston, the first year he was with the Heat. It was game three.
And I just, how did we start talking? And you're like, what do you do for a living? And I'm like, oh, I run this website?
Yeah, you were like there's an area where there's a bunch of press people. And you were sitting there with a laptop, and there was this something different about you. So I had approached you, and I was like.
Not true. The story is not
true. Is this a made-up story?
There's zero chance I had a laptop at a Celtics game. Zero.
Really? Then I met someone who looked exactly like you that told me.
Who referenced Barstool Sports that said he ran Barstool Sports?
I swear, like, unless I was, like, really
no.
fucked up, but.
You must have been. You're talking about Press Row. I've never had press passes, and I've never brought a laptop to a basketball game in my life.
What's your motive of calling in right now, man? What are you doing lying about something like that?
Yeah, that and even that for
no,
me.
No, dude, I'm not. I'm telling the complete, honest truth. I wouldn't lie.
Except there's
no
not
motive.
An ounce of truth to it. Other than that, it's the truth, except it didn't happen at all. Anyways, so that's
I,
not true.
I
What's
got, a... I have no motive. I wanted to thank you also for your Deflategate coverage. It's very underrated how you exposed the NFL. And they never talk about why the ratings are down, to talk about how you completely expose them.
I had to cut him off. We took so long on the
He's
front.
A liar. He's
he
a
is a liar.
Liar. This guy's calling
and
in lying, spinning yarn.
The Deflategate coverage was not underrated. Tim, what do you got?
Go, Prez, go. Shame on that last guy for making up a false story.
I mean, he just made up stories. Why? Do I seem like a laptop at a basketball type of guy?
You don't strike me as that type of guy.
No, and have we ever had press passes? No.
Just calling today just to express my appreciation and appreciation about some of the other guys that I'm deployed with out here. All the stuff nice. You guys do, all the content you put up, all the blogs, everything. It's great stuff. And, you know, it sounds a little corny, but helps us feel a little closer to home, especially being from Massachusetts myself. So I just wanted to call today and thank all you guys for what you do.
Dude, not corny. Not fucking corny. Frankie, hit him with a call of the day.
Dun, da, da. Call of the day.
Not bad, Frankie. Chris, what do you got?
I got three quick points for you, Dr. Prez.
All right.
First off, if you think any Boston fan is going to bring a laptop to a playoff game, you're out of your mind.
Me, especially me to LeBron? Like, what are you, crazy?
Yeah.
Unless it was
I've
like a bomb that I was trying to put in the team bus on the way back. No chance.
Yeah. Second, Roan. If you think New York's dirty, you should go to the Vineyard. Okay, that place is crap.
Is it?
It is. It's a strip mall.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
It's terrible.
Right, I'm not going to go,
then,
but thank you.
No, yeah, never go there. And then my third, the Patriots, beginning of the season, had an 8-1 odds to win the Super Bowl. Now they have a 7-5 odds. Prez, did you take advantage of that absolutely underrating of the Patriots at the beginning of the season?
I didn't, just because I wasn't paying. I don't bet like futures. I should have. I wish I, although I don't even care. I'd bet so much on them anyways. So, all right, we'll keep with calls. First, before we do that, we talked a little bit, Aaron. What were your thoughts and you walking in? Because this is a tough place.
No, it's intimidating. I was intimidated.
It's not a tough place, but it's like you just kind of snuck in with, like, I don't even know who. I just turned around. You were sitting on the couch.
I know. It was crazy. Honestly, when I walked in, I felt like I walked into, like, an alternate universe.
Did anybody,
what?
Like, greet you at the door? You just walked in and just sat
no,
down?
No, I literally walked in. I don't remember who it was, but someone was just like, what's up? And that was it. And I was like, oh, okay.
Did
you
make
any, ask what my name is? And like,
nothing.
Yeah,
I don't know
so
what
I, just,
I was
like,
doing
down.
When you walked in. I kind of just saw you like curled up in a ball. Like you sit, I did notice that you sit like kind of, you don't sit in chairs like, at with your ass down, you do like sideways.
I don't sit like a normal person.
Yeah, no, sideways. Did you make any friends? Was
I
anybody
did.
Nice, mean, what?
Everyone was nice. Everybody was like cool.
Cool group.
But definitely, yeah, everyone's cool, but definitely like so much personality.
Yes.
And there was one point when I was just like, because I'm never around like this many people at once, and I was like, so much human.
So much human.
Yeah, so much human.
You are an anime like person all the way through, huh? Like,
I'm
the video game.
A huge loser, yeah.
But no, I don't think you can be that hot and be a loser. And I'm not just saying that because you're there. I don't. Can you, Roan?
It's like the an Olivia Munn type thing where it's like, yeah, I'm like a guy's guy. Or, do you think you're a guy's girl?
I don't know. I mean, I get along with guys, but like, I'm not gonna lie about like knowing about sports or something. Like, I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, but
like,
my point is like. Anybody that pretty can't be a loser. Not just you, anybody. It's just,
yeah.
You can't.
It's tough, yeah. It's
you
tough.
Just, you're just lucky. You can, like, have a terrible personality and
yes,
not be a loser.
Right.
Okay.
And
or, like, anime, and, like, no one's going to judge
right.
you for it. Like,
oh,
if
sweet.
And you know, and you know, you may sit here and be like, oh, I'm a loser, but you 1,000% know you're not a loser.
No, but I did, though. I was, like, reading the comments on Facebook, and I was like, oh, these people are calling me out for being a loser. And they were. They were like, Aaron, you're so socially awkward. And I'm like,
yeah, you did agree.
I am.
But it's like all those people would melt if you like talk to them in real life. So it is. It's one of the good things of being unusually attractive. You can't be a loser, even if you have a losing personality. Roan, you and I could be losers.
Yeah, we could, but I mean, our
we're
personalities
not.
Just win so much. But
right.
if I'm an anime guy who's socially awkward. I'm a loser. I'm a loser.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like if I'm not in someone else's skin, you know what I mean?
Right.
You're
like,
not a loser.
Potentially, if your personality morphed into Roan or mine, then you may potentially have a loser if you have a
yeah.
real loser personality.
No, I know. I've always said, like, my actual physical manifestation is like a fat dude with glasses that lived in his mom's basement.
So you got super lucky. Jeff, what do you got?
Hey, Prez. Fairly new stoolie, but quickly becoming a big Prez Go guy.
Appreciate that.
I was just wondering your thoughts on the Barstool brand and kind of presence in Canada and the Canadian market and possible opportunity there.
What a question.
I think that they would and probably already do love you in Canada. Big, all hockey guys.
Big in the NHL, big in hockey. I mean, I've said this 1,000 times. We're still a Northeast brand. Like, that is where our core is. We haven't gotten... We are out west, but not the same way we are in the Northeast. We are in the South, not the same way. I assume it's similar to Canada. Like, did you know who we were before? I mean, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely. I mean, you're huge everywhere, I feel like. I've known
great
about
answer.
Barstool Sports for a long time. Okay. But I do notice that, like, I feel like people are more in tune to, like, your stuff closer to, like, Chicago area. Like,
for sure.
You know?
Chicago's a definite stronghold because we had Big Cat, Chicago guy, who was great.
Yeah.
And then around here, it's huge. And college campuses.
Right.
It's big around, like, spread out around colleges in the Midwest and things like that. Trevor, what do you got?
Hey, what's up, Dave? Big fan calling in for the first time here. Hey, I'm a New Haven guy. I'm a Quinnipiac guy. And we know you hate Yale. We love you at Quinnipiac. We know you hate Yale. We also know you love pizza.
I do.
New Haven has the best friggin' pizza in the whole country.
Wow.
New Haven pizza beats New York pizza hands down.
So what are you going with, like Pepe's and Modern? Is that the two?
Pepe's, Modern, Bar. You know, you got Sally's. There's like 5 or 6 places you could hit one day, completely stuffed.
Yeah, I've done most of them. I mean, Pepe's is clearly good. Modern's good. Scott, what do you got?
Hey, what's going on? Let's go, Prez, go. Salt to the earth. One bite, everyone knows the rules. And I ordered my shirt. I'm expecting to get it, hopefully, before the new year.
Can't promise that, but
luck.
I hope you do, too. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We got 2 quick questions here. All right, 1 question, 1 comment. 1, you got to keep Roan on as your color commentator. He's great.
Okay. Shout
Thank
out
you.
To Roan.
Thank you, man. Thanks.
Yeah, shout out to Roan. He's a good co-host for you. And 2, I'm not sure if this has ever been explained, but how did you get – the nickname El Prez?
So when I started Barstool way back when, and it was a nothing, and literally like nobody knew what the fuck it was, and I was basically like 6 people knew what it was. I got in an argument with one of my buddies, and it had nothing to do with anything. I forget what it was. It was an irrelevant argument, but I essentially said, I think I should know what I'm talking about because I'm the CEO of my own company, and this person was like, actually, you're not, because you're not incorporated. So I was like, all right, I'm the fucking president then. And then I reblogged that story basically explaining it, and people just started calling me Prez after that. So that's kind of how it came about. And it just stuck. Yeah, it's stuck forever. More people now.
Any reason?
Yeah, go ahead.
Any reason it's in Spanish?
It's no. Regal sounding. It sounds regal.
Yeah, regal. No,
Presidente.
El Presidente. No, I think people just started calling me it. It wasn't like a thought out thing or anything. I actually, little side note, had like a million aliases when I started Barstool Sports because I was the only one doing it and we're a newspaper. So I wanted to make it seem like we were bigger than we were because I didn't think anyone would take it serious. If it's like, hey, the sales guy is also the guy who writes all the articles, and the guy who writes all the articles is also the guy who fucking does business development, and the guy who does business development is the one who fucking puts the ads in. So I had like 30 different
What are some of the names? Carlos Danger, Ron Mexico? What are you looking at?
I know I had this old poker player was the writer. It was like Devilfish something. It was stupid. It was fucking stupid name. I used to put fake ads in the newspaper. So like I'd put a steakhouse ad in the newspaper and I'd call other steakhouses and be like, yo, fucking,
you gonna let them beat you?
Yeah, like Morton's is fucking advertising, you idiot. Like they're advertising this
and
paper.
And that worked, right?
It did not work. The it was actually Fleming's Steakhouse in Boston, and they called me up and they're like, why is our ad in your newspaper?
What are they complaining about?
I was giving them free ads. They didn't think,
yeah, what the hell are they complaining
about?
Like,
we don't want to be associated
with
these.
That's way funnier
fuckers.
Though.
Yeah. So they're like, who did the ad? I'm like, I don't know. The guy left. I fired him. They want to track the guy down. I just fucking stonewalled him. Yeah. Wild times back in the early days. Now these people really fucking paid for ads, and that's how it's supposed to be done. So fuck you, Fleming's, because now people are paying and you had it for free. You don't understand.
Piece of shit.
You didn't understand what you had it. Probably 10 people had like stakes. DraftKings.com. I got to read this word for word so we hit our minute mark. They say feel free to incorporate shit. Then they yelled at me because we did a 57-second read instead of a minute. So we're going word for word. Attention, Fantasy Football League commissioners. It's time to restore the position of commissioner to its former glory by giving the people what they want, a fresh start. With the new leagues featured at DraftKings.com, you can play 1 week private contests with your friends whenever you want. No more breaking up fights over free agents or smoothing over petty grudges. No more listening to your league mates complain about their draft day bust or worrying that your number one running back has become part of running back by committee. Shake things up, take the reins, start a new league, a league where you and your friends get to pick a new team each week. Don't wait. Hurry to DraftKings.com and save your season. Set up your league today. Your friends will thank you. Enter promo code Prez, P-R-E-S, that's me, and play for free with your first deposit. That's Prez to play free at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details. Okay, we're winding into the end of the show, so we'll wrap up these calls and call it a show. Joe, what do you got?
Hey, Dave, great ad read. Very clear, very succinct. Liked what I heard there.
Thank you.
He's right. He's not lying. This caller is on point.
Just wanted to let you know South Dakota loves you. If you ever want to come out and pheasant hunt, we'd be happy to have you here.
Pheasant hunt? I don't hunt, but I love the concept of it. I think I'd like dressing up. Seems like one of those things. Maybe you have a duck whistle. I'd like that. And I'd like the after party after. But hunting, not my bag.
No, you look good in orange. I think you're going to be a blaze orange type of guy. But that's beside the point. I'm a content to the third power guy. Love your dad. As a law school student, content recommendation, would like to see your dad talk about his experience in law school and in the law profession. So just throwing that out there. But more importantly, got a would you rather here. Would you rather take a 3-iron to the shin from Tiger Woods or a blindside tackle from Ray Lewis? Go, Prez, go.
Oh, Ray Lewis, no doubt. Shins, man, you just bump a shin into like a chair and you're in ultimate pain.
I think I'm taking the iron to the shin. I don't want to
really?
Get because the tackle is like you get tackled and tomorrow, 2 days from now, you're feeling it. The iron to the shin, it's like 15 minutes. You hop around for a little bit and say ow 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 a bunch and you're
this
good.
This is the first major disagreement. What would you do?
Oh, dude, I would not want the shin.
Yeah, the shin.
No.
So you're
going
to let a grown man tackle the shit out of Ray Lewis who killed somebody? You're going to let him
dude,
tackle?
He killed somebody with a gun.
With a knife. With
knife.
A knife, which is way more personal than a gun.
Was it a gun? I thought it was a gun.
It was a I think it was a knife in like a, I don't know.
Whatever.
But you're going to let this murderer tackle you?
Anything over the shin.
I agree with her.
Anything.
Wow.
Shins are the worst. Have you ever been hit in the shin? You're acting like a guy who's never been hit in the shin.
I've been hit in the shin. I got scarred up shins right now. I think that I've weathered.
You
want to see the scars.
And by the way, I don't know what you mean. It would be done in 3 days. if Tiger Woods 3-ironed you in the shin, you may never walk again.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good, I think I'm, all right, I'm not changing my answer for the record, but I mean, I wasn't thinking of the strength of his swing.
Like getting tackled, especially, by the way, little fact, if it's blindside and you actually didn't know what's happening, your body's loosey-goosey. It's like when I sat on my dog once and she didn't know I was about to, but she was so loosey-goosey. Like when you're, you know, they always say it.
You're right.
You sat before on your car dog
accident. Yeah, by accident. But it's
before
like
before a car accident, yeah. you go loose instead of going
if,
tense.
If you tense, that's when you get injured. If you're loosey-goosey, noodly, that's how you stay. So the blind side, it's like, yeah, you're blindsided, but you're okay. Tommy, what do you got?
Tommy, go Prez, go. Tommy in Texas, salt of the earth. Love it.
Thank you.
Go Cubs, Go has been the most electric sports song on the radio. I think you should remix it with Two Guys, One Van. Make it Go Prez, Go.
I don't hate that idea.
And the second thing is, at Michigan, the whole sitting planning, not a lot of people know that about you. When you ran for mayor, took city planning. That helped you plan out the whole Barstool empire.
What happened?
I did. I took city planning at University of Michigan. I don't know how he knew that. I must have said that, obviously. And I ran for mayor of Boston, unsuccessfully.
There's always
I got rigged. I mean, they didn't let me on the ballot. That's it. So I ran for the mayor of Boston. I paid a company. The Stoolies did GoFund. We raised $20,000 to pay for signatures, and you needed like 10,000 of them. We got 20,000 of them, and they threw out 9,000. They threw out 11,000 of them and said you couldn't read it. It didn't count. They didn't want me on the ballot. In hindsight, I like the new mayor, so I'm not bad. Kevin, what do you got? Uh-oh.
Hey, Dave. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Dave. How are you, bud?
Good.
Huge fan.
Thank you.
I was just calling. I told your call screener, what was it, Gaz or whatever. I was just calling to say thanks for all you guys do. You're the best, honest to gosh. When I'm not working, we're listening to you. Roland's great. Everybody's
Thank
great.
Thank you.
I just want to say thanks for everything you guys
honest
do.
Honest to gosh?
That really was. Yeah, I swear to gosh. And I met you, Dave. You probably don't remember. But you probably do because I was pretty fancy at Pints for Pete on Dorchester Ave.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about beards. And you told me to grow my beard to cover my double chin.
Sounds like something I may say.
Yeah. That's
good advice. Did you do it?
I got a. Oh yeah, no. Mine was already growing, and I'm a little more handsomer than Dave. And I was like, oh, wow. You like this?
That
and
doesn't sound like something I'd say to a guy with to grow his beard to cover his two chins. That's handsomer than me.
Well, no. I had my beard going, and you had just said something about my beard, and I'm like, oh, it's good. And you say, yeah, it's good to cover your double chin, and that's
oh,
why
you said that.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, I thought I said that to you. Okay.
No, we were just talking about it. Okay. You're a good shit, man.
All right.
Everybody loves you in Boston.
All right. Thank you, man. Good call. Good call, except for the you're better looking than me faceless name. I mean, anybody could fucking say that.
Kind of rude.
Yeah, right.
For a GoPro's
go guy. Terrible grammar.
Yeah.
Handsomer?
Handsomer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get him on the grammar.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, seriously, like you said, it, a little bit aggressive for a Go Prez Go Salt of the
Yeah,
Earth
I thought
like,
he was just complimenting you and then he knocks you down a peg.
It essentially, the whole call seemed to be like, I'm better looking than you. Congrats,
ulterior
dude.
Motive.
Yeah. Hmm. JD, what do you got?
Go Prez, motherfucking go.
I like
Salt
that.
Of the Earth, baby.
I like the motherfucking.
Question
in there.
For you.
Sure.
Question for you, man. There's no doubt that you are the authority in pizza reviews nationwide. What you say with pizza is law.
I agree.
But I was in a Barstool video rabbit hole like a week ago, and I saw you reviewing a pizza that looked like a goddamn brick, and you gave it like a 7.6. So I was wondering if this skill's been acquired or if it's just, you know.
What pizza place? I mean, you got to tell me what pizza place.
It was up in, well, granted, you were wasted. It was up in Michigan at the tailgate.
Oh,
and that
all right.
Pizza,
yeah, I was obliterated.
You want to do a regrade?
No, I don't want to do a regrade, but he's talking about, I know the event he's talking about. We were drinking since 11 a.m. for Notre Dame, Michigan, and we walked by a tailgate. I mean, I could barely put two sentences together, but being a man of honor, being a man of integrity, somebody said, do a pizza review. I said, all right, let's do it. So I did it on the spot, but it wasn't, I didn't have my senses about me. Nick, what do you got? Last call, by the way, so make it good.
All right, Dave, I'll do my best. You're a big Trump guy. You're also a big Brady guy. So
yep.
I think this is a pretty good question for you for the last one of the day. What would piss you off more? Donald Trump sleeps with Giselle cheating on his wife, or Tom Brady cheats on Giselle with Melania Trump? I'm a big fan of the stool. Been reading it since 2011. Love to hear your answer for it.
Yeah, that's like the easiest one of all time. I have no problem with Tom bang Melania. I don't want Trump like first of all, that would never happen. Giselle would never cheat on Brady, but that would be it. By the way, what do you think of Brady?
He's hot. I don't know. That's it for me. I know nothing about his...
You're not a sports fan, right?
No, you have I don't to know follow a bit, sports. But like you, I don't. Him, I mean, like, so
how about athletes? Like, how since this is a big platform, to maybe meet some kind of athlete. Like, what's an athlete that you have in your sights?
Or I don't even know if we need athlete. You can ask athlete, but I just go A-list. Like, if you're who's your like dream? Do you have one?
My celebrity crush.
Yeah, celebrity crush, basically.
I don't. I never have had one. Honestly, I mean, like, they're not. I've met
That's
like certain celebrities. No, I swear. Like, meeting them is such a bummer. Like,
you never meet your heroes. You never want to meet your heroes, right?
No, you don't. You really don't. And as far as athletes go, I would never date an athlete because
are you gonna be like Emily Redzikowski, who's gonna be like walking on the street with like a stiff?
I would. What does that mean? A stiff, like an ugly dude? No, I would never date a bum either, though. Like, I would never. They have to be like successful.
Yeah,
but like,
I hope you wouldn't date like a legitimate bum.
As far as like, I mean, looks, you can't be ugly, but, like, I don't want your whole... I don't think it's attractive when, like, a dude's career relies on his looks. But also, like, athletes, I feel like they're just automatic assholes. So I never
What about them. A very talented anime sketch artist? Does that do anything for you? Does the, like, an anime...
No, actually... Oh, dude, you just reminded me. Actually, I did have a celebrity crush for a while.
This is going to be somebody we haven't heard of.
No, yeah. I don't even... Okay, I don't even remember his name, but it's the creator
No. You have to say his
regular
name. You
clearly show, and he did like make the show. It's a cartoon. It's like it's called.
Did
regular
you ever
show.
Try to like reach out?
No, I don't. I would feel like
What's the
such
name?
A loser doing that.
What's his name?
I don't remember.
Why would you feel like a loser?
Reaching out, like I would just feel like thirsty, you know, like reaching out to someone. All
right,
like,
creator of regular show, you got an admirer. Now might be a good time
no,
for
I,
you to
I
reach out.
I didn't even try and reach out because he's married, though, too, is another thing.
Okay.
Like,
never mind, bro.
Yeah, he's married.
I could see that being an issue. So are you single or you have a boyfriend?
I'm single.
For how long? When's your last serious relationship?
My last serious relationship, and I mean, it's, I don't know, it was like 10 months, so it can't be that serious.
You dated him for 10 months?
Yeah. But
how good looking was he on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, my God. He wasn't that.
Was
I
he
mean,
like a 10, a 9, an 8?
No. Oh, God. I feel so bad.
It's
what
okay,
if he like
okay.
watches it?
He doesn't.
Well, you're
okay.
Say
yeah,
he's
like a
6?
Five?
Come on. Do you have a picture of him? I won't put it on the air, but I'm going to look.
Just describe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just,
dude, okay. I'm so. I'm like embarrassed that I dated him. Like, I don't know. I came
Matt
out of
may
it.
Hurt his feelings.
Honestly. No, I mean, I came out of it and I was like, why did I date him? Like,
10 months though.
What was I thinking?
Still got him on your phone, though.
Well, I'm going to try and show you him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you haven't deleted the pictures.
No,
is
I'm
going to
look
like
his
some
Instagram
kind of...
up.
Oh, okay.
I don't have any photos.
This will be a thrilling way. If Frankie was on top of his game, we'd have like the drum roll. Like, but I don't believe so.
I think he blocked me, actually.
Oh, that's a vicious move.
I know. It was
he
an ugly
you?
Ending.
It
yeah.
has to be an ugly ending if this sucks, so we can't actually...
there it is.
Or you can cut it because he didn't get it. But I am going to see this picture one way or the other. I don't believe it was a 5.
Oh, you will. You'll be
Well, if it was a 5, then I would kill you.
But he,
where'd you
okay,
meet
so
him? What's
he,
the story?
He's a musician.
What's the deal?
He like plays for this band that's like semi-big.
Well, now things are changing. See, I have a guy scale that I put out that there's a 5-point system with looks, money, brains, fame, power, dick size. One of those isn't
humor,
right.
I think was
for
one of
sure.
them too, was it?
Yeah, so
yeah, and he was funny. Like
okay,
I'll only date people that are funny.
Maybe he wasn't a solid 5 then. Maybe in the guy scale he was something else.
5
but,
in looks, she's saying, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's a better question. And without you being like cocky about it. Could he have gotten a girlfriend as pretty as you or remotely see, that's why I'd murder you. That's how you get murdered. That's legitimately no joke because that's how you get blocked. That's how you get murdered because if you're so far over your head that you can never repeat it, A, you're always going to be jealous, and B, you're going to want to murder that person eventually. So
want to murder me. That's why it ended because he was so mean. I was like,
because
I can't handle this.
Trying to stab you and stuff.
Yeah, but that's because
well, not like
it's
that.
That's because no, I yes, like that. Because it's like you're too... That's a Redzikowski thing. I don't get it. Anyways, That's the Dave Portnoy Show. We ran long. Tomorrow, we have a huge fucking day. So if you're still watching Facebook Live, Aaron and I are going to walk to work, and then we have election coverage. So it should be a wild time at Barstool HQs. Later.
Hey, everybody, it's Shaq. Have you had a chance to check out the number one podcast on Podcast One? That's right, The Big Podcast with Shaq. Me and my co-hosts, John Kincaid and Rob Jenners, we have a blast. With way more than just sports, we have the biggest guests from entertainment to the NBA. I promise you've never, ever heard a show like this. The Big Podcast with Shaq, with a new episode every Monday at podcastone.com.